In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
There was no reason that Christ should have helped her. In fact, there was every reason that he should ignore her. She was a Gentile, he was a Jew, and Jews do not associate with Gentiles. And Christ did not come for the Gentiles, he came for the Jews. They had the lineage, they had the scriptures, they had the promises, they had the priesthood, the temple, the sacrifices. The Jews were the chosen people of God, plucked out of the nations to be blessed by God. So there was no reason that he should help her. Yes, she had a problem, but so did countless other people throughout the world at that time, even as there is today. And so if he helped her, why not just simply travel the Middle East or the entire world, driving out demons, healing the sick, and you might as well just multiply their bread. Those who think that Christ is somehow being harsh or mean fail to realize why Christ came. He did not come to do miracles, but he came to offer his body and blood on the cross to release all people from Satan's dominion. He came for a greater purpose. The woman knew this. She knew this. But she also knew that for a brief time, Jesus was in her country, and she would not waste this opportunity. She knew who he was. The Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger and abounding in love and faithfulness. And she would not let him go unless he blessed her. So her faith is great because she trusted solely in the mercy of Christ. There is no reason that Christ should hear or answer you, but every reason that he should ignore you. For you are beggars, nothing more, nothing less. You cannot offer him anything. You cannot barter with him to gain anything from him. You cannot increase him or give him something or make him better in any way, for he has all things. So there is no reason that he should ever heal you from your sicknesses or diseases. But there is every reason that he should leave you with your sicknesses, even a common cold. For diseases come because of sin. If there was no sin, there would be no diseases or sicknesses or dangerous bacteria and viruses, no arthritis or pain or allergies, and the entire medical field would not exist if there was no sin. So you see what our sin has done to God's perfect creation and to our own bodies. We suffer from the effects. We cannot stop it. We can slow it down, perhaps, but we are helpless to stop these sicknesses and diseases from harming us. We all get sick, and it's a little sign of our own mortality that we are slowing down, that we will break down, and that finally we will be laid in a grave. We know it's coming. We know we're helpless to stop it. But we also know who Jesus is. He is the Lord. The Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger and abounding in love and faithfulness. Lord, have mercy on us. There is no reason that Christ should give us any earthly blessings whatsoever. In fact, there is every reason he should withhold from us and take what we already have. He knows what we're like. He sees how we use them. He knows how much food lines our pantries and fridges. He sees how we treat our family. We've mocked our parents with the roll of our eyes and abused our spouse with a sharp tongue, and have disciplined our children in anger instead of in love. He sees it all. We have wasted his gifts, abused them, ripped them up and thrown them out like an angry child, simply because it wasn't exactly what we wanted. And the good gifts God gives to us? We lock up in our house and hoard for ourselves, as if God's love were for us and only for us. How hard it is to share, how hard it is to give to those in need what we have worked so hard for. But we don't give gifts to those who abuse gifts. We don't enable people, but we take from them, we withhold from them so they hit rock bottom and realize the error of their ways and cry out for help. And so there is no reason whatsoever that God should give us more of anything. But we know who He is. He is the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger and abounding in love and faithfulness. Lord, have mercy on us. There is no reason that God should ever forgive us. In fact, there is every reason that He should withhold that forgiveness forever. We ourselves know that we are wrong. We've abused His love. We've wasted His love. Look at what we've done to this perfect world. We can't just blame those people out there, but we have done this to this world. Look at what we do amongst ourselves. The infighting in our relationships to those nearest and dearest to us, and then on even a greater country level. We know we deserve His temporal and eternal punishments. He called the woman a dog simply because she was a different nationality. He should call us far worse. At best, we should be slaves locked in outer darkness where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. But we know who He is. He is the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger and abounding in love and faithfulness. Lord, have mercy. You throw yourself on Jesus' mercy, knowing full well that you do not deserve Him to hear you, much less even to answer you. But you trust that He will answer you out of His boundless love. For you know who He is. He is the one who gave you life. And would He really create life just to turn you away? Would He really create your body here on this earth just so He might punish you forever? You have life because God is merciful. You have many blessings in this world because God is merciful to you. It's not just simply something He shows, but this is the essence of God. He is love. He is mercy at His very core. So He cannot help but to show you mercy. He cannot help Himself but to show mercy to those who are in need. He cannot help but to serve those who have nothing. He cannot help but to heal the sick and the broken. He cannot help but to stuff your houses and pack your freezers. He cannot help but to pour out His eternal blessings on sinners. He knows how weak you are, that you are dust. He knows how sinful and frail your bodies and souls are. He knows. And it fills Him with love and compassion. He wants to help you. He wants to take care of you. He wants to strengthen you. He even wants to luxuriously bless you. Or do you not believe that He is the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God? Do you think that He is merciful only 1 hour, 1 day a week as you gather here, and not the rest of the day, the rest of the weeks? Each and every day is a gift of His mercy. Each and every day He gives food to wasteful gluttons and parents to disrespectful children and governments to riotous citizens and forgiveness to wandering sheep and spouses to selfish spouses. Each day He showers you with His mercy and His love. So when He allows hardships into your life, when it looks like God has turned and walked away from you, ignoring your very cries, when it seems like God could care less about how your life is going and refuses to take care of you, as your body breaks down, finances become tight, and tears fill your heart, when all these things happen, pick up your cross and follow Christ. Cry out to him for mercy. He must deliver you. He must help you. He must save you. He must show compassion and love to you, or else he would not be the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger and abounding in love and faithfulness. Oh, he probably will not deliver you in the way that you want, but he must help. For his cross testifies to his enduring mercy. The Holy Supper shows you that God is eternally merciful toward you. So he must help you, he must deliver you, he must protect you, he must be merciful to you. So he patiently instructs. He always forgives the sins of the penitent. He treats you like a delicate flower, lest you are consumed by his anger. He forgives you, he absolves you, he washes you, he feeds you his very body and blood. So here is the answer to all your cries for mercy, the forgiveness of God. His forgiveness heals your physical diseases. His forgiveness drives out all sin from your body. His forgiveness heals your physical wounds. His forgiveness quickens your feet, strengthens your ankles, removes arthritis. His forgiveness renews your strength so you may soar on wings of eagles. The Lord has heard your each and every cry for mercy. Not one has escaped his ear, not one is forgotten. And in the resurrection, you too will see it. All that you are, all that you will be, all that you have and all that you will have depends solely on the mercy of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.